It's a great thing, right? But a person who fucking knows that it's all nonsense. It's just a fantasy of his own immortality, and he's going to die, and it doesn't mean anything. He sees through every pleasure. He can't enjoy the regular pleasures because he can see through them. He sees that they're empty. He's not fooled by the emotion. Okay? Like a regular person thinks, well, I'll become wealthy and I'll have a Cadillac. Right? Have a big car. A big house. Now, Chacham knows that this thing, that he's not going to enjoy this. Right? He knows that there's nothing there. He knows it's just a temporary thing which he enjoys the first moment and then it's gone. And then there's so much pain he has to go through in order to do it. He realizes that the pleasure is not the pain. You know what I mean? And that the whole thing is a fantasy. He sees through fantasy. And therefore, he has no enjoyment in life. Yosef Das, Yosef Macho. Are you taping it?
That's what learning is great for now.
He's not talking about that, see? He's
talking about the physical pleasure.
He's talking about knowledge. He's not talking about a guy that's a philosopher. He's talking about a guy that has knowledge. And is not a philosopher, but he has knowledge of the physical. There was a person who has knowledge of the physical pleasures. And the more knowledge you have in the physical pleasures, the more pain that there is. The less knowledge a guy has, the better off he is. Because at least he can enjoy those physical pleasures.
I understand. What's really the difference between a guy with knowledge and a philosopher?
I don't understand what is being trying for the conceit of the physical, that's all.
A person who is not the philosopher means that he does not believe there are any other enjoyments in life other than the physical. See?
But yet he sees that the physical is meaningless.
Yes, you're right. But he doesn't know that there's another kind of life which is really good. See? That's really philosophical. Well?
The difference between Machov and Klein.
Excuse me?
I'm
not going to learn the process. I'm just going to learn the
process.
That's the details. Okay, that's the shot. Kiamaskil, a person that's smart, Amakir B'divri Olam, that knows the things and knows the ways of the world, he says, B'rev Chachmas V'tami Yelotas. Machov, he always is angry, and he has pain. Anger and pain. At one time I wanted to define, what is anger? What's the pshat? Anger. Anger is supposed to be a terrible thing by Chazal. Chas, kalacholes. Chas means, chas represents an attempt on the part of the individual to change the world. Change the external reality. That's what chas is. But when a person gets angry at something, it means that he is upset with the state of things, the way things are. Like I could say, this happened to me, I can't take it. See? All that means is that he's upset with reality, and he wants to change. It's an attempt, a frustrating attempt to change reality. See? Machov is the other thing. Machov is where you accept reality and you have the pain. So that's the kas of machov. Kas is where the person attempts to make the change. That's why he gets angry. Anger is only if the guy can do something. The person who can't do anything doesn't get angry. He suffers.
So he'd be upset with the fact
that he's not angry. Anger is an expression of, I'll go off. I'll do something. Anger is an expression
of,
something.
Yeah. But a guy who's upset at reality, he's not necessarily angry.
No, it could be suffering.
Yeah.
There's two possibilities. Right? Okay. Yeah? All right, now.
Got it?
All right. What was the solution? So Rashi says. Rashi says plain pshat. So he said, so what was the solution was? It will involve himself constantly in mishta. He won't involve himself in chachma. What does that mean? I mean, but he knows the facts already, right? How could he do that? I mean, it's crazy. Can't, right? What's the only possibility? Hey, you want to use the Russia here? What he means is he's going to naschah the simcha. I told you, mishta yayim. He's going to get drunk. That's what he means. He's going to do an act which will remove the critical faculty. Okay? Just like today's the generation. The potheads. Potheads. Okay? Come to the... Dafka. Will be drunk. Going to in the German, which he's away from reality. See? In other words, do when it happened in German, which gets rid of the reality principle. Because the reality principle is pain.
Yes, what's the stem of a gum who have a? Why didn't that work?
Okay. Good question.
Gamuhevel.
Okay. Why is it hevel? Because by itself it's destructive. Person involves himself totally in away from reality is going to be destroyed. But reality will catch up to him.
Oh, right. Yeah. What about...
There's certain needs that he has to fill with reality. That's what happens to these guys. These guys are potheads, you know, they go for a couple of years, and then they live like these hippies, you know? And you see them a couple of years later, they're back in society. Matter of fact...
You had a big article on that.
Yeah. Well, when I went for my master that time, we were taking a seminar. So a guy said he was doing a study on it, and he said he couldn't believe it, because the guys that were the biggest rebels, 1 year later, after they left college, 1 year later, they were the guys that were the staunch conservative part of society, and they'd be killing these other guys. They themselves would be fighting against the other guys. And that's why the rebellion isn't doing any good. Where were all these rebels from 10 years ago? They were all part of society. They will destroy the other guys that are rebelling now. See? But the thing like this, the rebellion never works, because a guy has needs, and the guy's a Baltaiva, right? Now, for a while, he rebels, so he goes away from reality. Completely away from reality. But then the Taiva starts getting him. He starts missing all these things. Like I saw. I can see, for instance, a wealthy guy. He has a hard time getting it. So you walk there without shoes.
I totally forgot.
I can see a lot of times rich kids, they go away to live like paupers, you know, like go to the village, you know, live real poor. They'll last for a few months. So their needs of their typers start making demands, which they can't fulfill. And it doesn't mean they can't do it. That's why it says, so each way is no good. Alright? The chachma is no good, because once the guy has the knowledge, so it destroys the enjoyments. And the enjoyments themselves, if you block out the reality principle, it also leads to pain. Okay? That's good. Right? It's not directed towards a good purpose.
What the hollow?
No.
She said crying and pain.
First of all, he says that in reality will catch up to you, right? But then he talks about the thing itself. He says the thing itself is painful. Why? Because a person, one part of a person's nature is always to accomplish something. See? And it doesn't satisfy that thing. That's why he says, Masa also, what does it do? So it leaves him feel, it leaves him empty. Even if a guy should designate, let's say a guy should relegate his life to a life of drunkenness. See? But one part of him is always going to be miserable. That part that looks for accomplishment. See, that part's not going to be satisfied. That's why he says, Skoi Kamati Mahalo.
Like drink. Simcha seems to be like a different state now.
Whatever the two are, they're close together, whatever it is. Skoi Kamati Mahalo Simcha Zosa. It's parallel. What's the slight difference is, I don't know. But the point is that in either case, it leaves him empty. See? That's why it's Merez Vibachi. Crying. A person cries when he feels he wasted his life, like if he feels like he did something wrong, he didn't accomplish something, or he missed something. That's the shot.
What is it?
What? It's part of a person. Can't deny it. Part of a person wants to accomplish something. It's within a person's nature. He wants to feel he's accomplishing something.
Not one of us.
That's why there's nothing here. Nothing in life. That's it. Person, let's say life would be that way, really. Person comes to the conclusion, there's nothing in life. He's going to have a certain emptiness he has to have. You can't just live with it. An animal can live with it. An animal doesn't reflect. But a person is going to be empty. You're going to feel a certain emptiness. Like there's nothing. There's a certain enjoyment he has, and then he dies, and that's it. See? So it's going to make him miserable. So it's bad on two counts. If you remove the reality principle, so then you're in danger, you see? And even when you don't, those times at the... And even during the time, if he doesn't, he's not in danger. But still and all, whenever he comes to, he always thinks to himself that... he always has a thought to himself that it's nothing. It's all nothing. He didn't accomplish anything. What? So he's stuck, right? With reality is no good, without reality is no good, so what's he going to do? This is like this. What's this? Translate it. I pondered in my heart. Means really tarti means to investigate.
I saw it in my heart.
Investigate. Also a sword.
I saw it in my heart.
Sword is really good. It means I began to tarti. The real meaning of tarti means that I began to think through the steps in my mind that I'm going to do in reality. You know what I mean? Instead of when a person wants to see, he tests it in his mind. Okay. Limshach bayayas b'sari. So he thought that what he's going to do is he'll drink wine. V'libi noy b'chachma v'lechos b'sichlos. And my heart will be guided by chachma. Will live with chachma, and also with foolishness. Ad asher era, until I see eizet tov v'nei adam asher yastach shemayim espayim er mechayim. Until I see which is the best thing for a person to do all of his days.
It would seem to be that he just broke down the willing to be sorry. Now he's testing it out again. I mean, what possibilities was there?
No, he already said both of them, but now I want to check out which one is the real.
And you'll say Chachma was no good.
No, because Chachma was insane. What a
Chachma of the physical leads to pain, he said.
Mr. Bloat, I shall punish you. You did a bad thing.
I think it means like this. I think it means that he saw that the only possibility is a compromise. That's the only possibility. You know what I mean? That to be involved, in other words, not to be involved in the mishta to the point where you neglect reality. See? Because then it's going to cause you harm. Right? But yet to have that is a great enjoyment. Right? And therefore, chachma, you have, right. So to use his chachma in order to make sure that he's living in reality.
Party once
but, right.
A week.
That's right.
Party once a week. Drugs once or twice right. A week, right?
That's right. Compromise.
How the hell
was it supposed to
be at all?
Right.
Oh,
that's
very good.
Part of time of the week, he's not going to have a critical
that's
faculty to be able to
that's right.
Do
it. Enjoy
yeah,
yourself.
That's the problem. You can't, how can you control, I mean, when you're in that state of the...
No, so he controls when he goes into the state.
What?
He controls when he goes into the state.
Yeah, no, but the thing is coming out of the state. How
does
he know when he's coming out of it?
The person knows.
He just
has to
take
that
amount of drugs. He knows he's going to come out of it in 8 hours. He drinks a certain amount of wine. He knows he's not going to be drunk for a month.
Yeah, but
in
terms of...
In terms of what? Perfect.
I don't understand. Right. Why doesn't the guy just, really, it would make a lot of sense to have the guy just, So the guy just has Mishka all week.
Yeah.
And then he shouldn't care about his, you know.
But can't, because reality can't catch up to him. We did it.
That was the last concert.
Hey, listen,
I understand, but the guy sees that really everything is nothing.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that shouldn't do that.
Shouldn't do what?
Have Mishka all week.
It won't work.
I mean, reality will catch up with him. I understand. So you need to say that the guy
really,
will,
the guy is not going to have any job, right?
Yeah.
Won't have any money. Where's he going to get the next mission from? He's going to be in pain.
I mean, I would say that a guy like that would be in better shape.
to do whatever he can until he dies.
Yeah, he'll be another week or two. He'll be dead. That's the smart thing to do, huh? You go through pain and starvation. That makes sense. I don't think that's too,
that's too wise.
You see a lot of people doing that?
Yeah, right, no cigarette.
Let's back up before. Why is the question, why is it out of share era, Asia tells Nehodam? Asher Yam Rabah. Well, that's it. Why? Well, it's a good plan. The answer is he knew that there must be, just like every creature has a good, a situation in which it lives with the good, man must also have such a situation. So he saw this is not the situation because there's a lot of pain involved in this plan. You see?
A lot of pain involved.
In other words, he could
what
not.
What's the pain of the plan?
One second. In other words, this would not prevent him from searching for the ultimate good. Because this would never be the ultimate good.
I told him why.
Because there's too much pain involved.
How do you
during
know?
During the time that he's not involved in the taivas, right? So he's involved in a tremendous amount of pain. And it takes a lot of planning and this and that. It's a lot of work, right? So therefore, he definitely can't say that he's satisfied. See, Adasher Era means that he will still be searching because he will not be satisfied.
Yeah, but how does he know that this is...
It's not going to be a satisfied life, but it's the best thing to do under the situation.
Okay?
How
does he know that this
is
not
the situation?
Yeah, just what, no, unless he finds it. If he finds it, he'll search him all. If he finds the good, then he doesn't search him all. But until he finds the good, he's going to be searching. That's what it means. Adasher Era means he's always going to be searching.
I don't understand. How does he know that this is not the best thing that can happen? You know,
the best. Maybe it is the best, but he's still going to search for something better.
No, according to
still not going
to
be fully happy.
I understand that, but so in other words, it's really not that he knows that there's instead a plan. It's that he knows that he's unhappy. And that's right.
He'll search.
It's not the fact that he knows that this is the one, and he knows that this is better.
It could be philosophically he knows, or even if he doesn't, it means philosophically and psychologically. But psychologically, will not be happy. So it comes that the guy's always going to be searching.
Right.
And philosophically, it could be, you know, that there must be good for man.
How
like
do you know?
I don't
understand how we know that.
Yeah. Well, it could be from a philosophical principle. Let's forget about it.
I don't know. That's not supposed to be philosophical.
What?
We didn't say it had to be. We said it's both.
It doesn't have to be.
I can't be psychological.
All right. Psychological.
Very good. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's...
Okay.
Okay. All right. Could be philosophical also, though.
Yeah, it could be.
Because it could be from the nature, in other words, he knows from the way the creation is that God creates each creature with its ability to satisfy itself, and the other man doesn't have it. That's a philosophical thing. Could be. Now, you have to know how much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could be philosophical, but psychological is important. That's definite. Okay, got it? That's the Pshat Adasher Era. I think that's what the Ebenezer means. When he says, the whole there, Adasher Era. He doesn't really say it too clearly. I can't understand the Pusk in any other way. I can't understand the Pusk. It is? It's good, huh?
Okay.
Good. Okay. Most rational move, but still is not satisfactory. What happened to my hunch? Got it?
Yeah.
Now let's see.
Well,
huh?
No.
Now here we go.
There we go.
There we go. Exalting my sight.
Exactly.
I increased my action. It means he built himself big things. Banisili Bakun Natakli Krumim. Built himself houses and Krumim. He got involved in the pleasures.
Major pleasures, doesn't it?
Yeah, major
pleasures. Well, that's the time that he was involved in getting the upper part.
Right. And notice how he still, even in that time that he involved himself in filling his needs, he still works within the fantasy framework.
That's right.
No?
Oh, of course.
Huh? Right. No, yeah, I mean, you could say that a guy's going to steal just to get his money for whatever his needs is and work in Mishnah. No, these guys are still going
to
be involved.
Oh, he couldn't have the second one. That's what
no, you don't need big houses and big crumbing. What we're saying is like... What he was saying is that he'll still work in the... I'm trying to say he'll still work in the fantasy level. Even in those objects.
Oh, words,
even in getting his needs, he's still going to work in his fantasy framework.
Yeah, but the shot is that we're saying that the guy needs the needs the whole time, right? So that's
the guy still needs the needs, yeah, but it seems he's building himself tremendous things.
There's one thing I want to explain to you. There's one thing I want to explain. That when he says, when we spoke about getting drunk before, the doesn't have to be getting drunk to doctor from liquor. I understand that. Getting drunk means a person can get drunk from fantasy too. A person could suspend his critical faculty and go wild, you know? That's also getting drunk. She's cruel if it lay me iron, you know? Yeah, dreaming.
Right.
So he saw that in life, that that's the only thing in life. Forgetting about reality and getting totally involved in some type of. See? But the other thing is the pain, so therefore he decided what he'll do is he'll work with logic and reason and chokhmah in order to get the thing. And then when he has it, he'll be involved totally in the, what is it called? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It also seems, but even, he's saying that even when you work at the logic, you're still working that old fantasy framework.
That's right.
The reason why during that time that the guy isn't satisfied is because he doesn't have, there's certain things that.
But not the same way as before.
Not the same way, but it's still.
No, because the average guy works for it because he really thinks that's it.
Yeah.
He works for it for the fantasy sake. See, he knows the fantasy. The other guy doesn't know it's fantasy. He knows the fantasy, so he's going to involve himself in the fantasy. There's two ways to enjoy the reality. One way the guy can enjoy the reality is because he thinks that that's the real thing. You know what I mean? He's an idiot. He doesn't know. That's the average Joe. See? But he wasn't. He was above that. He knew that it was really nothing. But he said that he'll, when he enjoys it, he'll involve himself in a total fantasy of that time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why didn't he just get himself meager? Find a button.
Meager? Why should he get meager? Go all the way.
But even with, even when he's applying his needs, big stuff.
Big stuff. Sure, because that's the, you got to do it all the way, extreme. Right? Okay. This is the Ganos of Pardesan. Gardens. Ganos is a garden, and Pardes is also a type of garden. Also a type of garden. I think Pardes more is like a different varieties of flowers and things.
Orchards,
yeah. Gan could mean like a Ganayeric. Could mean the regular garden for things that grow. Okay. When I talk to him, it's called Perry. Alright. Right? Yeah, all types of fruit and vegetables, all types of things. Okay. Well, see, the brechos moyen, lashkos men yarat some echetza. Irrigation. What? No. I'm just giving you the description. I don't see anything in the first one here. No, that was better.
I think he's just trying to describe what average life is.
Yeah, Berachas Mayim is like irrigation ditches, like lakes, you see, things like that. It has trees, you know, nice forests to go in there, sit down, nice, quiet. Tanisha Vada Mishvachos Venevayas Ayali, servants, maidservants, workers, Gan Mikne Bukar Ratzain Harbe Ayali, Mikro Shayla Fenerish Lion. Tremendous amount of, and all these bakar and tani, you know, all the things they need. Okay? Kanasi ligam kesef azov, silver and gold, the spoils of lachem v'mdinos, and the treasures of kings and of cities. Asisi li shorim v'shoros. What is shorim v'shoros? Let's see. Rashi says.
Word?
Shorim v'shoros.
Singers, man.
Singers. Mina Kesem, right. Misanugos mei ha'adam shida v'shidos. What's shida v'shidos? Rashi says, shida v'shidos merkavos noi, egles sov. It means beautiful carriages. I guess that would be equivalent to today's cars, you know? Alright. Nice things to travel in.
Yeah, man, maybe I'll get a translation here.
Okay. Right?
Daddy, look!
What?
See? See us?
Wow.
Yeah, Chris made a slip.
Okay.
Hold on.
Now, what she does, the rash doesn't mean carriages. And the Evanetta says it means women.
Ah, that's where he took it from. That's where he made a slip.
No. But he says, if everything's right, it's because he was masculine all time with Olam. How could he have all time with Olam without women?
Yeah.
Right?
What was the other guy saying? Rashi.
Rashi? Doesn't say.
Women don't
understand. What was Rashi
hold? And what was Rashi hold about that?
You don't need
what happened to the women? I guess Rashi hold that he had it, but he doesn't mention it. But maybe...
Maybe this was nice. Must have had it. I think I got time to have that.
Yeah, I know,
boy. Nobody has mentioned it. Even the evidence, he mentioned it in the hidden Russian, see? Apparently, because it's not something, you know, it's a low thing, so he doesn't want to talk about it. Okay.
Why is that lower than the other one?
Emotionally.
So that's the real stuff to talk about.
Yes, come on.
That's where everything comes from. That is the type of car next one.
When a guy, you find a guy boasts about his house or a guy boasts about his wife.
That's
doesn't go around boasting about his wife.
That's right. Now he'll boast about how he enjoys his house. But he's not going to boast about how he enjoys his wife. Most guys are real behemoth. I mean, he's just fine today. He had a lot of behemoth. But, generally speaking, the guy was good.
Husband, isn't ego,
the sources
of the
kind of sexual way. Sexualized ego, not to desexualize. The original source of sexualized ego.
Okay.
What? Wow.
I'm fighting
with the
clown.
There you go.
All these emotions are really...
Okay?
Now he
says, the Gadalti was after Nicola Shoyla Funnibus Lane. You notice that he says, bigger than anybody was before. Why does it say that?
Uh-huh.
Huh? Think about it.
Is that that old door?
Think about that.
Oh, see, the reason why his wife changed from sexual to non-sexual is it supposed to be pressed by the dog? There you go.
No. What do you mean change?
Now, why does washing change?
What do you mean change?
That's the basic wash?
Yes.
Where?
Where
was the change? I understand. In this conversation, there's no change. It's thrown in as a side
thing. No, he's changing. I'm saying he's a person. Why would a person change?
You mean why would a person change? When? What change? What's the change?
Originally, a person's ego was sexualized, right?
Are you still talking about the other person?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it comes out in a repressed way.
Right.
Is my back red?
No, it's brown. My feet got red.
Not chill.
Sure. You have a white skin, should stay with us, huh?
What?
You're also pretty light.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay. I guess the sun, if you have a white skin, it's very dangerous, right?
Yeah,
why?
Cancer,
close
to cancer. Yeah.
Why not
red?
No.
Dangerous for me to sit out here?
Well, you're facing the other way, you're not really in the sun so much. But in general, you shouldn't stay in the sun so much. It's not good to cough for anybody, but they say for light skin, it's much worse. Lighter skin, the worse it is.
Old spring, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder why that is.
What?
Yeah, it's
a change. Will he be limshach by Yayim Bissari? Right? Will he be now knowing Bachachma Velechos Besichos? Why does he have to mention Sichos twice? Cetera, limshach by Yayim Bissari. Right? So the answer is because the Chachma is only in order.
It means
Lechos Besichos. That was the purpose. See? Ana Sha'era. So the thing was, so that was the total compromise. The total compromise. But anyway, you see one thing, the man had control of his soul. That's one thing. That's Shlomo HaMelech. Had total control. If this is the right thing to do, then he did it in the biggest way. Kol HaShoyel Fanavish Lion. It takes energy and work, but it can't just thumb mess it back. And
the empire is the fantasy,
empire,
yeah?
Empire.
The empire is that fantasy.
Part of it, that's part of it, right.
Right? Because he's going to totally engage.
Immerse himself in that fantasy of
empire.
He knew greater than anyone else before, but there was some impulse, and here was a wave line.
Okay.
I gotta try that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but that's the great film.